Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and Manchester United have drawn 2-2 against Lyon in the Europa League. And I'm actually stunned. I'm actually stunned, to be honest with you. Look, it wasn't a great game. And I think it's really important to say at the start, I still think we're going to win this Europa League, but it ain't going to be pretty. And it ain't going to be without its grey hairs and stress. But let's have a conversation here, because there might still be people out there defending this goalkeeper. And if you are, maybe you could stand next to him because you do a bloody better job. But bruv, sister, bruv, mother, father, everybody, listen, this is professional football. Bruno's shaking his head at the end because he's bloody fuming. Harry Maguire is ignoring shouts to just boot it out. Those players are feeling exactly the same way as you. And so they bloody well should. They can't trust this guy. They can't trust this goalkeeper. You can't trust this goalkeeper. This is high-end professional footballer. And we've shipped two goals in a Europa League quarterfinal because of him. You can't do it. Whether you like him, whether you think he's good enough, whether you don't, you can't at this level ship two goals because you ain't good at your job. You can't do it. No team can afford to give two goals up in a game. And he's gifted two goals. Absolutely gifted them. He may as well have bloody Santa hat on because he's out there giving gifts. It's incredible. And you know what makes it worse is the interaction with Matic yesterday. You know, kissing trophies and this, that and the other. Mate, it was awkward tonight. It was embarrassing. You put the cameras on you and then you blew it. He's like, it's just awkward. He's like a clown at a bloody funeral. It just doesn't belong. It's just, I don't want to be doing it. We spent a lot of money on him. He is an experienced player and we know we need more. But bloody hell, he's a liability. And I think we'll beat Lyon next week. But what about when it matters? What about when he does that in a game where we can't beat the opposition? What about when we're playing someone where it's really tight? He's got to go. Got to go. Like, the first goal is incredible. The ball doesn't move on the path it comes from Almada and he misses it. And then the goal at the end, that's just concentration. It's straight at him. There's a bit of power. Some people might say, well, what can he do? Lots of things. What do you think goalkeepers do in training with shots straight at them? Just let them hit them and bounce back? It's about angling your body. It's about taking the spin out of it. It's about actually catching it. It's about palming it left or right. It's not about doing what he does all the bloody time, palming it back into danger. It's so frustrating because you know what? Bruno's cross and Xerxes' header was brilliant. And we should be 2-1 up and cruising. And now we've got to reset and be ready on Thursday night and hope that Pratt doesn't play in goal and cost us again. You know what, though? I wasn't going to do this. I'm angry. You know what? Our whole future as a football club could be messed up by this, Pratt. Like, we've spent the last 48 hours talking about how this is a lifeline. The Europa League is a lifeline to get in the Champions League, to earn 100 million quid, to help us build our future again. It's a bloody lifeline. And he's bloody pulling the plug out. We're on life support. We might survive. And he's there going, what's this plug for? I need to charge my bloody phone. Like, let's get serious. Like, you know, I think in the past, you're there going, oh, Maguire's a prat, or, you know, Pogba or Bruno or whatever, and you know, there's a little bit of lightheartedness about it. Oh, I can't believe how This is very, very important. If we don't win the Europa League, the future of our club could be set back for years. And if we win the Europa League, which we should, then it's a get-out-of-jail card. It gives us money, it gives us Champions League football. This guy is fucking it up. It's not a joke anymore. I don't think it was a joke anyway. He's costing us games. And look, I'll always say this. I said it in the game. People were like, Garnacho shouldn't be playing. Amrin picks Garnacho. Amrin picks Onana. He's got to start. It's on Amrin now. It's not on Onana. He's not picking himself. Amrin's got to bloody drop him. If he picks him and he makes another mistake, it's on Amrin. He's got to drop him. I think he should have dropped him anyway. I think we should have a goalkeeper for the cup and it's Bienda. I don't know about the fitness of that Bienda, but if Amrin is not sat there on that plane home tonight going, I just coached a win. And I think he did coach a win, by the way. Can I just focus on the positives? Lyon didn't score a legitimate goal. Not one they created. Like, we gifted them two goals. Yoro, Mazraoui, Maguire, the same as when De Ligt's playing. They're very reliable. We've got a good defence. We've got a crap goalkeeper, but we've got a good defence. Bruno was very, very good tonight. And obviously the subs worked really, really well. And it's not an easy place to go. And, you know, we deserve to win that game. Many players deserve to be on the winning team. Amrin got his substitutions and timings perfectly right. But look, nobody's going to tell you any different. We didn't win the game because of the goalkeeper. I mean, somebody did a super chat at the start. Let me just read this. S. Blooms, match fixing all day, Onana. That's how bad it is. I'd be embarrassed if I was him that people are actually saying he should be investigated for match fixing. That just tells you how shit he is. And don't get me started on the Matic Onana thing. I mean, this guy ain't a Man United goalkeeper. He just isn't a Man United goalkeeper. Lee Marsden says, I don't know who was worse player today, Onana or Rasmus, both not good enough. Lee, look, Rasmus played badly. Rasmus got subbed off. But come on, stop trying to play games about, you know, I think, Lee, you're just an Onana fan trying to blame shift and share the blame with other players. No. Look, Rasmus didn't play well. A couple of other players didn't play well. But fucking hell, mate. Don't ever put anybody in the same category as Onana. He's just literally cost us two goals. Like, nobody else on the pitch did that. That's just different. Onana's cost us this game. Now, I would say if you want to blame anybody else, Amrin shouldn't have picked him, but get Ben Pasta back. He's in Mallorca at the moment. I'll ring him up. Signing Onana has to go down as a dark day. Then the Glazers taking over, says Narnbread. We've got to play Bienda, says Nate. Onana. That's racist, Locke. I'm sorry, you'd have to get blocked for that. Get Onana out of this club now, says Sly. Onana should never put a United shirt on again, says Darcy. Seriously, Ramsdale's better, says London. We are complete bottle jobs. Tottenham will win it, says Triple. Tottenham are going to get knocked out. Start being the bench Onana for the rest of the season, says Alonso. Onana has cost us 18 points this season, says Herman. Billy, thank you very much. Welcome to Members Club. Callum says he has to be sold in the summer. Look, if you, I don't know how many people are you regulars on the United Stand. Make sure you subscribe, bottom right-hand corner. I was told in the international break, I did the video on it, Amrin wants him out. This is not his guy, he wants him out. But obviously, that's going to be down to the club as to whether they can provide a replacement. Marlowe says, Onana destroying us in defence, Garnacho destroying the attack, so many minutes, absolutely no progression, no agenda, just facts. Look, mate. We can talk about Garnacho. We're going to talk about Rasmus, of course. We'll talk about those players in the player ratings. Don't forget the player ratings, by the way. Links in the description and in the live chat. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. It's going to be very interesting. But let's look, there were some bad performances from United, but let's not forget we would have won that game by at least 2-1 if we'd have had a half-decent goalkeeper in. And it's very unfair to compare Garnacho or Rasmus or whoever else you didn't like to Onana. Like, sometimes that's fine, but in the context of the game tonight, I'm very, very concerned about a football club whose future existence as a credible football club depends on, you know, salvaging this season by winning the Europa League. But it worries me when I look at the face of people like Harry Maguire and Bruno Fernandes, and I just think they're looking behind them and going, what the fuck is going on here? Anana is oxygen thief, says Sean. We got rid of De Gea for this, says Sessions with Simon. I think we need to let Biondo play the Europa game, says Zane. Anana is the worst thing to happen to us, says Locke. At this point, Anana and Hoyland will only get to be on the bench if they literally shit on the field, says Space Oddie. The manager keeps picking, can we remember, says Anthony. But I've mentioned that. Supported the teams for 30 years, never called anyone a fraud till now, says someone. I put this on Amorim, he chose him, says Follow. I genuinely think that, look, I love Amorim, but I think he got it wrong. I think Biondo should have played. Beth, next goalkeeper recommendation is Karius, is spot on. Can we please Anana's picture in the player rating? Seeing him smile made me want to... I did think about moving it, but that just seemed a little bit too far. Don't think a new goalkeeper was high on the priority list before tonight. After tonight, it has to be. Why do goalkeepers spend ages on the internet? Because they can stop saving, says Sammy. Okay. Stevie Wonder would have been better, says Omar. Time for Biondo. Says Stefan. Anana is always stuck to his line. The defence are constantly looking around with no confidence in him, says Patrick. We forgot Anana cost us the Champions League last year, says Ethan. Rashford, Sancho. Okay. Anana's big smiles in training wind me up, says Almost. Amorim should cut Anana's wages when he does this. Look, I think that there are other things to talk about, of course, but I'm very aware that we've got to try and pick ourselves up, and we can talk about Anana again on the player ratings. But I think that the big thing for me is that when you look at that game, if we'd won it 2-1, I took a few notes, and my general feeling was that we managed that game really well. I've seen Sir Alex Ferguson do it so many times. You go away from home, you game manage the game by defending well, and you take a point or you nick a win. And we basically have done that, but not in the circumstances that should have happened. Like, if somebody'd said 2-2 before the game, I think some people would have said, let's take it and bring them back to Old Trafford. But we're literally 2 minutes away from winning the game, and deservedly so. Lyon weren't that good. We weren't that great, but there was enough there for us to win. And it's worrying. It's just worrying, isn't it, that we've got this. The thing that I keep coming back to is that we do defend well. I thought Casemiro and Ugarte did do a good job. We really kept them quiet in the midfield as well. We weren't great going forward, but I thought Bruno was very good. But I keep coming back to the same thing, the fear and lack of trust in those players' eyes, those senior players' eyes, Maguire, Mazraoui, Bruno. And you know where that lack of trust is. It's like, I've played the game. You've played the game. When you've played a game like that, you know you've won it. And then you haven't won it, and you're looking at why you haven't won it. And the reason 50,000 of you are tuning in is the same reason the 11 players on the pitch at the end will be thinking exactly the same. We should be going back to Old Trafford, 2-1 up, in control. One foot in the semi-final. We've now got to go into that game and win it. And it's fucking frustrating, because you've put a shift in away from home, and you've basically grabbed hold of the tie and put it in your favour. And then another cock-up at the end means that the onus is on you again to go and win the game again. And you never know how a 90-minute game's going to go. There could be a silly red card. There could be a silly penalty. We could get knocked out next week, and look at this and go, it's because of that. And that's the thing that just really annoys me, is the enormity of this jeopardy and the thinnest of ice that we are on. We cannot be shipping mistakes, and no way can we be shipping two. So we've got to pick ourselves up. I think the Newcastle game on Sunday has to be, you know, whoever's not playing on Thursday, play them. We cannot think about £3 million for finishing 13th instead of 14th. You know, we absolutely have to be prioritising next Thursday on freshness. We cannot be picking out our strongest team. And I don't know whether he is going to do that. But if he does, then it's ridiculously naive. You know, if we start against Newcastle with Mazraoui, Dalot, Dorgu, Maguire, Yoro, Casemiro, Bruno, you know,
then we're going to be in big trouble on Thursday night. He's got to be looking at Lindelof and Luke Shaw and Rasmus and Mason Mount and Garnacho, and players that probably aren't going to start the game on Thursday have got to start on Sunday. Because that game is now basically a cup final with nothing from tonight. Tonight was a write-off. It's a draw. There is no away goals. So tonight has just become nothing. We've got a home one-off against Lyon because any advantage we have has been screwed up by you-know-who. And it's annoying. It's bloody annoying. And the players will be annoyed. And I hope Hamrahm is annoyed, because I'm just pissed off. Like, everything that we did in that game means nothing now. We're just back where we are. Let's start the player ratings so we don't need to see Anana's face, says Trezor. Do you think that Tom is a better goalkeeper, says LeBron? Tom Heaton, waking up at 4 a.m. in Australia to watch the circus of goalkeeper. Terrible. Absolutely shocking. I'm speechless, says Zaki. He already does it when it matters. Last time we're in the Champions League against Bayern, it's corporate espionage, says Out and About with Job. Alti has to play. How many times is that idiot going to cost us, says Jonathan. Greetings from India. I'm depressed. Bruno was amazing, says Taryn. Look, I feel exactly the same. Before we do the player ratings, I feel exactly the same. If you want to do player ratings, by the way, links in the live chat, video description, get involved. We do them after every game. And once you've signed up and, you know, confirmed your email, it's just a verification thing, because we were having problems with player ratings before. You never need to do it again. You can do it every week. So get involved in that. Anana diving like the kids from South Park episode, says Ryan. And we are linked to Cherky. Doesn't look that great. It's one game, Mirror. It's one game. Can't we have the second keeper until the end of the season, says 021 Gaming. Look, I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed with that game. And, you know, I think we all are as well. But what I will say is I still think we're going to win the Europa League. I just think it's really important to reiterate what I said in the international break. I think we're going to win the Europa League. I've said it from January. At times, people agree with me. At times, people say I'm an idiot. But I'm not. I still believe we'll win the Europa League. I'll tell you why in a minute. But what I have always said is, it won't be easy. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be stressful. There's going to probably be moments with where we might have to do it on penalties, or, you know, it might take a bit of drama. It's not going to be comfortable. We're not good enough to make it comfortable. But I do believe in the end we will win it. And the reason I think we will win it is because I look at the quality of that tournament and I don't see anybody that realistically is going to run away with it. So, and we have got players like Bruno who can win us this tournament, and I think we will win it. But Hamrahm has got to wisen up really quickly. I know he did a good job at Sporting, and I believe he'll be a good manager at Manchester United. But I appreciate some of the comments in the chat. Hamrahm picked Onana. Hamrahm could pick Onana next week. And if Hamrahm makes those mistakes again, then that is on him. He has to now make a big call, because over the last 2 years in a Man United shirt, Matic was right. Matic was right. He is the worst goalkeeper we've had in the Premier League era that's consistently been our goalkeeper. He's worse than Barthez. You know, he's worse than Tim Howard. He's terrible. So Amram's got to do something about it. And if he doesn't, where are we going to be? Thomas says, despite the draw, what a great signing Yoro was. Well, Beth's just messaged me. She just interviewed him after the game because she's out there with Ryan, our producer for the United Stand. So we've got an interview with Yoro coming up on the channel very, very soon. Keith says, we've got a bin off Onana, but can we also make sure to point out how fantastic Yoro was? Don't worry, we will. And that's the thing that annoys me, Keith, as well, is that if we win that game, there's three or four players that I'm just like, brilliant tonight. And all of that gets overshadowed by this. Anyway, let's do the player ratings, because I think we've had enough real talk about the ramifications. And also, let's not forget, we might have played brilliant. Lyon might have played brilliant, and it'd have been a 2-2 draw, and we'd have said, get them back to Old Trafford.
We've still got to say, get them back to Old Trafford. You know, the negativity has to be focused on why we've conceded two goals. Anything else, we're getting them back to Old Trafford, and the crowd will be up for it. United need to be up for it. And I believe we will beat them. But, you know, we shouldn't be making it this hard work.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Two for me. Yeah, I two for everything I've said. This is a goalkeeper that costs 50 million quid and he's cost us two goals. I'm just looking at the second goal here. Yeah, it's crap. I actually think, I don't think he can hold on to it, but I think he can certainly get it into a different area. Mazraoui, I thought, played really well. I do. I think he was one of two contenders for man of the match. And I thought Mazraoui was brilliant in the game at the Manchester Derby. I thought he was brilliant again tonight. He made so many blocks. Apparently, he's got a sponsorship deal with Lego. I know it's not great. But yeah, Mazraoui played really well. And you know, even I feel a bit flat talking about something positive, but he did. He played really well. Maguire, I'd probably say 6.5 again. Not as good as the other two centre-backs with him, but in the absence of De Ligt, he stepped in. We defend well. We do defend well. We don't. Our goalkeeper doesn't, but our three centre-backs do defend well. Yoro, I'm going to give him man of the match, actually, the goal. But he's a special player. I mean, this is why Real Madrid wanted him. I said it 10 minutes into the second half. I really like him on the ball. He's press resistant. He wants the ball under pressure. He's so calm on the ball. And I know that's not his job. His job is to be quick, strong in the air, good in the tackle, read the game. And he will do all those things. But it's great to see a defender who is mobile on the ball. I think he's already our second best defender on the ball behind De Ligt. And I don't think it'll be long until he's the best. He's really quick on the ball. He doesn't mind receiving the ball when he's got players around him. And for me, I've given him a 7. You could go as high as a 7.5, but I thought he was fantastic tonight. And my only fear with him is injury. He took a tackle, didn't he, again on his ankle. And I thought, oh God, not again. But he's just got so much potential. And look, I don't know whether we can take credit for signing him. I mean, obviously we can, but it wasn't like we plucked him out of nowhere. Real Madrid were looking at him as well. I just think the ability to get hold of him was brilliant. And I thought he was my man of the match tonight. So smash a like if you agree. Delo, a bit of a 6, really. Good bits, bad bits. Not the worst player on the pitch, I don't think. I like Delo. And I think he did well. Look, I think there's a bit of an agenda against Delo in this fan base. And you know what? When you're looking at that goalkeeper and you're looking at some other players, Delo actually is not one of our biggest problems. He can be better, but reliability and availability is actually a very, very admirable trait at the moment. So I give him a 6. I mean, this for me was my hidden gem. I don't know what you're going to give him, but I'm going to give him a 6.5. I see, I knew it. I bloody knew it. I knew people were going to go below 6. Now, that doesn't mean everybody went below 6, but this is where you've got to be really careful. And I knew, this is the one I said, I knew people were going to not appreciate Ugarte tonight. Amrim took him off because he was on a second, he was nearly got a second yellow card. The amount of recoveries he made when he was on the pitch, the amount of distance he covered, Leon didn't win the midfield battle, we did. Casemiro did well, and so did Ugarte. But people are starting to miss it because of what people are saying in the media or what some of our fans are saying. And trust me, people used to do this with Michael Carrick. Don't miss what players like this do. And he doesn't play like Carrick, but he breaks up the play. He causes a lot of issues for the opposition. He also got the assist, to be fair, but that's not... I knew people would miss Ugarte. Well, look, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I thought Ugarte did well tonight. And I thought Casemiro did as well. I'd give them both a 6.5. Look, maybe we're watching a different game, but I don't think at any point Leon at home won the midfield battle. I think we won the midfield battle. And I think you've got to give a lot of credit to Casemiro and Ugarte for that as well. Dorgu, again, probably a 6 for me. And I'm glad that everybody agreed with that. I think he's been getting a little bit of unnecessarily hate. I think that, Sorry, I've just... being asked about the thumbnail for the match reaction. Dorgu, look, he's 20 years of age. Like, this is why I don't want to buy loads of learner drivers in the summer, because Dorgu is not going to be the completed thing for a long time. And Matic, give Matic a 10, says RGN. Garnacho tonight, probably a 5. Yeah. Look, I'm never going to not be honest. I like Garnacho. He is only 20. He is a learner driver. That's what happens. But I don't, you get a feel about a player. And I don't think at any point tonight, I thought against City, he was decent. But I don't think tonight he ever got in the rhythm of the game. I really don't. So I'd give him a 5. And I like Garnacho, but it's not about what I like. I judge players on their performance on the game. Bruno, 7. Yeah. I really think in the second half, he was on it. He was absolutely on it. His passing, his movement, the way he was finding space. That cross for Xerxes was just... credit to Xerxes. We're going to give him a player rating in a minute. But to be honest with you, if he'd missed that, you'd be saying, ooh, he probably should have scored there. Probably wouldn't say ooh, but but the cross from Bruno was absolutely brilliant. And I think we're better when Bruno plays deeper next to Casemiro or Ugarte. And I think we need to do that at Old Trafford. I think we're better when we've got Bruno deeper and Mount and Garnacho, or Mount and Xerxes. I think we're a better team when we do that. And I think I understand why he didn't do that, because we're away in Europe and we'd probably do that again if we get to the semi-final. But I think we're a better team with Bruno there. Rasmus tonight, 4.5. Yeah, I knew you'd go low. It was not. And I still hold hope that that Rasmus can turn it around. But obviously, I've seen all the rumours today and time is running out. And, I do believe... but there is, the time is running out, and the performance tonight was bad. It was a stinker, wasn't it? It was really bad. And you can see that when, honestly, it's not about service. There was a lovely cutback from Dorgu, and he was strong foot, and he just didn't connect. And at this level, you might not get another sniff, whether you're Haaland, Hoyland, or whoever. But you saw the contrast when Xerxes came on, the confidence that Xerxes has, the ability to make the right move and, play the right pass. And I don't really think Xerxes is a striker. I think Xerxes is better off behind, but you've got to make that change because Rasmus wasn't doing well. Lindelof, don't really, you know, I don't really know. Six. Mount, I feel with Mount, to be fair, approaching a 6.5. I do think he probably wasn't on the game long enough, but I don't think he did anything wrong, and it was nice to see him being a bit physical and, you know, really sprinting out there, because you're sort of like going, oh my God, he's been tackled, he'll be out for a year, or oh my God, he's sprinting at full pelt, that's his career, that's a career ender. But, you know, hopefully this time he is going to stay fit. Mainu, again, yeah, probably pushing a 6.5, but wasn't on the pitch long enough. I agree with the 6.2. Obviously, I can't give 6.2, but pushing a 6.5, great to see him back. I was actually quite surprised to see him on the bench. So that was a real positive for me. And look, the great thing about having people like Luke Shaw and Mason Mount and Mainu back is that we're crying out for options off the bench, but these are players that can impact our first teams. Like, you know, people aren't happy with Garnacho today, or, you know, Rasmus or whatever, but over the last few weeks, not really been able to do anything about that. But with Mainu and Mount and, you know, even Luke Shaw at left back, it just gives us more options. Magnus says, a draw is good. We're going to win at home. I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up and feel more positive. I just feel so bloody angry. And, you know, sometimes I think we feel angry as fans. But as I said, throughout that game, Maguire, Anana says, leave it for me. And he goes, he boots it out. And you can tell he's like, fuck off. If in doubt, I'm booting this out. I'm not being responsible for anything here. And Bruno at the end, you can see he's bloody fuming because he's won the game with that ball to Xerxes. And we've drawn the game because of that. So it's just frustration, you know. And as I said, in the grand scheme of things, it should be okay. We should win at Old Trafford. But in the next round, if it happens again in a tight game, the way that goalkeeper has performed tonight, that knocks you out of tournaments. We're fortunate that we've got two at the other end. It just makes you feel a little bit down. Xerxes got to be pushing a 7 for me. Yeah. Did well when he came on. Really, really pleased with him. Good goal. Took it well. I think he's quite a clinical finisher, you know. I go back to that Fulham game at the start of the season. I think he is quite a clinical finisher. There is such a difference in how the pundits talk about Rasmus and Garnacho. Garner gets off so lightly. His touching decision-making is bad, says Patrick. I would genuinely get Ramsdale, says Sam. Mark, isn't it concerning how easily Leon were getting into our box, says Kevin. Mark, can you add 0 in the player ratings? And Anana is a 0, says Desiree. Why we use 1 to 10? If we not use 1 and 10, what is 1? Okay, Peter. Mark, Amrim needs to drop Anana, ideally somewhere over the English Channel, says Andy Cheatham. First time in many years, I can see the identity and patterns of play. Exciting times are coming, says Samir. If Glazers was a goalkeeper, they would be Anana, says United Gothenburg. One good news, though, Bodo won. Lazio and Spurs are our biggest threats since Spurs always whooped us this year, and Lazio has been the strongest team, says Mazrui. Interesting that both Matic and Anana were right. Man United are clearly better than Leon, and Anana is rubbish. Sam says my grandmother is better than Anana. Right, Amrim to me tonight was a 6.5. I can't give him the 7 he deserves because we didn't win, but I think his substitutions were right. I think his team selections were right. Obviously, some players didn't actually perform, but I think he got everything right. And yet again, Amrim has coached a win and the players haven't delivered it. Or should I say, well, no, some players played badly. It wasn't just one player. Well, it was one player that bloody cost us, but there were a few underperformers as well. Man of the match, Yoro with 64%. I'm surprised it's not even bigger. To be fair, I quite like it. There's a split between sort of Bruno and Mazraoui on lower percentages, but that's why it's not so high for Yoro. But I thought Yoro was fantastic tonight, and he thoroughly deserves that. And hopefully I can take a deep breath after the stream and sort of focus in on the positives. But I'm bloody fuming. I'm bloody fuming, to be honest, still. And I really am not very happy. Our interview with Lenny Yoro has already gone out on the channel, by the way. I'm just about to retweet it on Twitter. We've obviously got our countdown to kickoff. We don't want to go through that again. We've got our fan forum in Manchester, which you can listen into now. But I've just retweeted it off at Mark Goldbridge on Twitter. Interview with Yoro exclusively after the game. Our man of the match. It's perfect. But at this point, I think Anana is match fixing, says Ramsford. Vinnie Jones was a better goalkeeper, says Clinton. Yeah, well, what was it? What was his name? XQC? Yeah? Pieface? Cal the Dragon? Yeah? The list goes on. It really does. Anyway, look, get yourself over to the fan forum. Just put in the live chat, Sal Anana. That'll do. At least it's not X-rated. But and also check out the Yoro interview. I haven't watched it myself yet because it's only just gone out. Sketch is way better. He's not even in the conversation. You know, we're not even taking the piss with that. Thanks so much for watching. I'll speak to you all later. Take care. Tomorrow, look, on the morning show at 10 o'clock, I'm sure I'll be going, look, we bring them back to Old Trafford and we beat them. But tonight, I just feel a bit pissed off that we've been deprived of a good result. Because, well, a draw's not a bad result, but you know what I mean. We're deprived of a win. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. I'll speak to you all in a bit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.